2023.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
Welcome to another Sunday night of Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue for this Sunday, the 19th of September of 2021. Get your vaccine passports and you have your electric card and all the stuff you need. Everybody wants to know who you are and you got stuff to do. Let's see, tonight on the show, I got a slew of new releases. I got so much stuff here. Well, first of all, in the history part of the show, we'll hear from Howlin' Wolf, Joe Hill Lewis, Fenton Robinson, Little Willie John, Nappy Brown, Pete Guitar Lewis, Ray Charles, Herb Ellis with Stuff Smith, and Dale Hawkins. We'll end the night off with a tune from Justin Saladino Band, so he's got a live show coming up. It's just out of town, but it's not too far, you know, it's still driving distance, and a lot of people are not posting their gigs on Facebook, so I don't know what the heck is going on. Let's see, we've got a slew of new releases. All the rest of the evening is going to be new releases, as a matter of fact. We have new music from Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps. They have a new CD, Rose Colored Glasses, Volume 1. Ellie Whittinger has a new CD out called The Blues Never End. The Altered Five Blues Band have Holler If You Hear Me. Brad Vickers and his Vestapolitans have Music Gets Us Through. Tommy Castro's got a new CD out as well. Tommy Castro presents A Blues Man Came to Town. Colin Linden's new one just came out as well. It's on Friday. It's called Blow, or maybe it's B-Low because it's a small B and then big L, big O, big W. So who knows? Maybe it's B-Low, maybe it's Blow. And we'll kick it off, though, with a tune here from Sue Foley. And she's got an upcoming CD coming out called Pinky's Blues, but it's not out yet. But she has released a single. I believe, pretty sure Pinky is her Telecaster. But here she is with Dallas Man.
Now
And that was Sue Foley and Dallas Man. That's the single release from her upcoming CD, Pinky's Blues. Pinky, of course, being the Telecaster she's been playing now for, I guess, some decades. I really couldn't tell you how long. You're listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. I have so many new releases, I got to jump right into them. As a matter of fact, that was a new release, that single. First up on the new release deck comes Mr. Colin Linden. He's got a new CD called Blow. It's out on the Highway 20 label, which makes him actually the first outside artist signed to his friend Lucinda Williams' label, Highway 20. And it is distributed by Nashville-based 30 Tigers. He is Toronto-raised, but he is also Nashville-based, and he's an in-demand producer, session player, singer-songwriter, and one-third of the roots rock group Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, alongside Tom Wilson, a.k.a. Lee Harvey Osmond, and Stephen Fearing. Somehow he also managed to find some time to record and release some solo albums, and the Blow is his 14th album in 40 years. It came out just this past Friday, and well, it's a great one. He's got some stats for his career as well. He's played on over 500 albums. He's produced 140 of them, including his first ever Grammy in 2020 for producing Keb Mo's Oklahoma, which won for Best Americana Album. He's also earned 25 Juno Award nominations, and he's won 9 times. As a singer and guitar player, he's accompanied all kinds of people: Bruce Coburn, Bob Dylan, Greg Allman, Rhiannon Giddens, The Band, John Prine, and a whole host of others. He was also the main contributor to the music for the TV show Nashville, and appeared on their subsequent live tours as well. And this disc is a killer from start to finish. We're going to play you 2 cuts from that one. I'm going to give him a chance to stretch out on a great blues called Change Don't Come Without Pain. But let's let him rock a little first. Here's Colin Linden and Ain't No Shame.
Shame, ain't no shame. coming down. Yeah, I believe something's coming down. Well, evil in high places.
And that was two cuts from Colin Linden's new CD, Blow. Maybe it's B-low, because it's a small B then a capital L-O-W. So, in any case, we heard Change Don't Come Without Pain and Ain't No Shame. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Next up on the new release deck comes Mr. Tommy Castro. He was born in San Jose, California back in 1955, and he first started playing guitar when he was 10 years old and started listening to people like Elvin Bishop and Taj Mahal and Mike Bloomfield and all the other blues guys at the time. Almost every major rock and soul act from Mike and Tina Turner to Janis Joplin to Jay Giles Band to Tower of Power toured through the San Francisco area or San Jose area, and he was at all of these shows. He saw John Lee Hooker and Albert King and Buddy Guy and Junior Wells all at his local blues bar, JJ's, where he often jammed. And dreamed of busting out on his own. He mixed up some blues and some rock and roll and ended up, performing with a whole lot of different bands around the San Francisco area and playing in the their competitive club scene. Started making a name for himself and started out. He was recruited to become lead singer and guitarist for a regionally popular band called Night Cry. That's around 1985 and gigged regularly throughout Northern California. He joined Warner Brothers artists the Dynatones in the late 1980s, and they performed all over the country with them. He formed the Tommy Castro Band back in 1992 and started touring and just stayed on the road ever since until, of course, COVID shut him down like everybody else. 1995, soon after releasing his first album on Blind Pig Records, he was selected as the house band for three seasons on an NBC show called Comedy Showcase, which came on right after Saturday Night Live, and, of course, that put him in front of millions of people. His new CD is called Tommy Castro Presents a Blues Man Came to Town. It's his seventh CD for the Alligator label, and he tells the story of a young man working on the family farm who gets bitten by the blues bug, takes up the guitar, and heads out on the road seeking fame and fortune, only to find that what he's left behind is the treasure he's been looking for. It's produced by Grammy Award-winning producer Tom Hambridge, and we're going to listen to two cuts from this one as well. We're going to let him stretch out on a blues also called Blues Prisoner, but first, here's the title track from Tommy Castro's new CD, Blues Man Came to Town.
The hard life on the farm, plowing in the fields, chopping wood behind the barn. Must be a better way to use these hands and arms. Heard about a roadhouse a mile outside of town, quitting time on Friday, laid that pitchfork down. Once he heard that guitar, man, it shook him to the ground. A blues man came to town, he felt the tug. Blues man came to town, he caught the bug. The boy breathed in that sound when a blues man came to town. Picking on his porch all day, had an old pawn shop guitar, and he taught that boy to play. The music filled his soul ever since that day. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson told him, if you want my advice, get the hell out of this town. Go, don't think about it twice. The young boy knew that old man was right. The blues man came to town, he felt the tug.
Federal election is on Monday, September 20th. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you are, you should get a voter information card in the mail from Elections Canada. It tells you where and when you can vote. If you don't get one by September 10th, or if the information on it is incorrect, visit elections.ca.
For the official information on voting and our health and safety measures, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
This is Reverend Peyton from Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and y'all are listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
Door. don't wear no prison clothes.
And that was Blues Prisoner. And before that, the title track to Tommy Castro's new CD, A Blues Man Came to Town. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. And we are going through the new releases. And next up on the new release deck, I tell you, I still got a bunch of them. And I didn't even get through them all. I still got another half a dozen that I'm going to have to hold on to for next week. Next up comes Mr. Brad Vickers, another guy who's played with everybody. He's learned on the job playing with people like Jimmy Rogers, Hubert Sumlin, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, Odetta, Sleepy LaBeef, Roscoe Gordon, and Pine Top Perkins, with whom Brad had the good fortune to play on the Grammy-nominated disc Born in the Delta, and Ladies Man, to name just a couple of the CDs he's on. Now with his own group, the Vestapolitans, and if you go to his website, he's got a long explanation of Vestapol, and, you know, it's a guitar term, and for those of you not familiar with it, go to Brad Vickers' website and read it, because it's fairly involved. Anyway, he offers a mix of originals and covers spanning blues, ragtime, hill country, breakdowns, and more American roots and roll. His CDs have met with some great reviews, radio play on 250-plus stations, and he's on regular rotation on Sirius XM's Bluesville station. He's from the Pine Barrens of Long Island's rural East End, and he's the scion of a musical family from the Pine Barrens of Virginia, where his grandfather played lap steel and drums. The Music Gets Us Through is the name of his new CD. It's his seventh CD. It was produced pre-COVID, but the band released the album now and dedicated it to the frontline workers who persevered throughout the pandemic. And we're going to hear two tracks from this one as well. A little bit of blues called Now It's Time for Me to Sing the Blues. But first, here's Brad Vickers and the Vestapolitans, and Take It Slow.
Don't break your life. You should take your time. If you go too fast, you're gonna knock yourself out trying. Take it slow. Slow, slow, slow. Man, easy. Take it slow, slow, slow. Slow, slow, slow. Man, easy. If you meet a girl and she's your heart's desire, wreck it, man. Let your conscience be your guide. Take it slow. Slow, slow, slow. Get easy. Take it slow, slow. Bye.
love, one that really lasts. You don't want a love that you catch on a pass. Take it slow, 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 slow. Ain't easy. Take it slow, slow, slow. Slow, slow, slow. Ain't easy.
And that was Brad Vickers and his Vestapolitans, taken from their new CD. The CD is called The Music Gets Us Through. It's out on Manhattan Records, and we just heard Now It's Time For Me To Sing The Blues. And before that, Take It Slow. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Oh yeah, I still got like one, two, three more CDs I'm going to put onto the new release deck this week. And next up on the deck comes Altered Five Blues Band. They are a 2018 Blues Music Award nominee. They're a Milwaukee-based quintet, and their new album is called Holler If You Hear Me. Came out September 3rd on Blind Pig Records. It was recorded over 5 days in Nashville, Tennessee, and produced by Grammy-winning producer, guess who? Tom Hambridge, yes, the same one that we just had before on for the Tommy Castro CD. And they also bring along on this one harmonica ace Jason Ricci for a couple of tracks on this as well, five tracks as a matter of fact. And this CD debuted at number 3 on the Billboard Blues chart. These guys, they've had 3 award-winning records. Crying Mercy won Best Self-Released Album at an International Blues Challenge in 2015. Charmed and Dangerous scored Song of the Year at both the Independent Music Awards and the Wisconsin Music Awards, and Guitar World magazine said it was a menacing, swampy blues, and it's been on regular rotation on Sirius Bluesville since. So they've been kicking around for quite a while now. The song Great Minds Drink Alike won first place in the blues category of the 2019 International Songwriting Competition. And, of course, they've been playing festivals across North America and Europe and all the big clubs as well. You know, B.B. King's Blues Club in Memphis and Buddy Guy's Legend in Chicago. So we're going to listen to 2 tracks from their new CD as well. We're going to let them play a little bit of blues called Clear Conscience, Bad Memory, which makes a lot of sense to me. But first up, here is the Altered Five Blues Band and the title track from their new CD, Holler If You Hear Me.
You to know if you want to live right, you gotta find the fun. Say it loud tonight, say it loud tonight. Come on and holler, holler if you hear me. Come on and holler, holler if you hear me. When you're working 8 days a week, ain't no wonder you're on lonely street. Now you need better, stand up and shout, get ready for good times, let it all hang out, let it all hang out. Come on and holler, holler if you hear me. Come on and holler. Come join the party, let's ramble and roll. Whole lot of shaking, gonna move your soul. Raise your head, move your feet. Everybody now, feel the beat. Just feel the beat. Come on and holler. Hear me.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is JT from the Altered 5 Blues Band, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show on CKUT-FM 90.3.
Tell them all, they're the one for me. Women like my love, I tell them all, they're the one for me. I got a clear conscience and a bad, bad memory. If they give me the third degree, ain't no reason to worry. If they give me the third degree, I got a clear conscience and a bad, bad memory. Rowdy one on the west side, she likes drinking rum and rolling weed. Rowdy one on the west side, she likes drinking rum and rolling weed. Sister Sin and little old me. One night on the east side, it was Candy, her sister Sandy and little old me. My mind sometimes gets foggy, but I won't ever, ever forget that memory. Southside Sally is my guilty pleasure. She give me satisfaction guaranteed. Southside Sally's my guilty pleasure. She can give me satisfaction guaranteed. Clear conscience and a bad, bad memory. Yeah. I've got a clear conscience and a bad, bad memory.
That was Clear Conscience, Bad Memory from the Altered Five Blues Band. And before that, the title track from their new CD, Holler, If You Hear Me. It's available now on Blind Pig Records. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's turn the tone to something a little bit different now. We have another new release, but it's this one is a little bit more on the acoustic side. Well, very much on the acoustic side. Ellie Wininger has got a new CD called The Blues Never End. And she's been doing this for a while. She was inducted into the New York Blues Hall of Fame in 2014. Her third album, Little Red Wagon, was number 8 on the Folk Music DJ chart for January 2018 and top 100 for the year. And her new album, The Blues Never End, includes an award-winning song, Right Kind of Trouble, which we're going to be hearing in just a little bit. It was released just Friday as well, and it's on Earwig Music. She says, before I could read or write, I was transported by my parents' 78. Tunes like Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night and Lead Belly. She used to try to sing like them, much to her kindergarten teacher's dismay. I had no idea what or who I was listening to, but it stirred something in my soul that has been swirling ever since. She used to cut school and hang out in the village, and she listened to people like Lightnin' Hopkins and Muddy Waters and Mississippi John Hurt and Dave Van Ronk, and newcomers like her teacher Dave Bromberg and John Hammond. Artie Traum, Jeff Mulder, Danny Kalb, they were all hanging out in that same area. And eventually she got up the courage to get up and play, and in 1973 found her on stage at the Philadelphia Folk Festival singing with Maria Mulder and immersing herself in all the styles that made up the folk revival of the time. Going back to her days in Greenwich Village, festival promoter Kurt Henry said Ellie was a folk blues legend. She indeed played the very first set of opening night at CBGB. She was offered a recording contract with Red Robin Records when she was 16 years old. Says, I saw an ad in the Village Voice that said, wanted blues singers. So I grabbed my guitar and I took the subway to the Bronx. And after wandering around the projects, I finally found the right door. I went in and played for a while. I think it was Rock Me Baby and Key to the Highway. The woman auditioning me yelled for her partner to come into the room and said, listen to this, she said, nodding at me in my braces and pointy glasses. I was surprised as they were when she handed me a contract. So she's been playing historic New York venues such as Folk City and The Bitter End. She now tours and performs nationally. She does all kinds of things like guitar workshops and songwriting workshops. And she works on, as a producer at PBS. She's got all kinds of things going on. And she has her brand new CD out right now. We're going to listen to two tracks from it. Right Kind of Trouble, which in the notes for it, she says she imagines Jessica Rabbit singing this, I don't know. And before that, we'll hear her version of Lead Belly's Leavin' Blues. Here's Ellie Wininger.
I'm looking for the right kind of trouble. Looking for the right kind of trouble. Too much time by myself. Too much honey sitting on the shelf. So I'm looking for the right kind of trouble. Looking for the right kind of trouble.
much moonlight, too much hunger, and the night's not getting any younger. I'm looking for the right kind of trouble, looking for the right kind of trouble.
Now the sea